Palm Sunday is always something of a study in contrasts. At the beginning of Holy Mass this evening, in that gospel that we read at the back of church, we heard those crowds in Jerusalem on this day crying out, greeting the Lord with words of blessing. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Words that we echo in every Mass just before our Lord becomes present for us here on the holy altar. But then in the reading of the Passion, we hear crowds shouting with a very different sentiment, those words that the church places on our own lips today. Let him be crucified. This stark contrast within the crowds. And we see it in a way in microcosm in St. Peter, in the different parts of the account of our Lord's Passion. Early on with him at the Last Supper, when our Lord predicted that his hour had come to be handed over, St. Peter asserted very confidently, even though I should have to die with you, I will not deny you. So full was he of love and zeal for our Lord. But mere hours later, this same St. Peter, there at the house of Caiaphas, the high priest, three times insisted, I do not know the man. Again, this contrast between that profound love of St. Peter and his willingness even to die with the Lord, contrasted with the denial of even knowing him. And if you and I think about our own lives and we're honest with ourselves, we too have to admit that in our own hearts, we can often be rather fickle, fluctuating between love of Christ, a deep desire to do his will in our lives, and then resenting his will when it becomes difficult, and choosing instead to turn away from him and sin. Every time we sin, even if not consciously, we're saying essentially, let him be crucified. For each of our sins led him to the cross. And if we want to learn how to grow in a more consistent love for the Lord, there's something in this passage about St. Peter that I think is very instructive for us. Something that reveals where things started to turn for him, where things started to go wrong between the Last Supper and that fire outside of the house of Caiaphas. It happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus there in agony asks St. Peter and the other apostles, remain here and keep watch with me. And what did St. Peter do? He fell asleep. And after our Lord found him asleep, he exhorted him once again to watch and pray, not just because Jesus wanted the comfort of knowing that Peter was there with him, but as he said to him, watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. You see, Peter fell asleep, and because of that, he wasn't strong enough when the test came. Because on his own, he was never going to be able to undergo the test. It was only by the grace and the strength that came from Christ that he would be able to remain faithful. And so it is in our lives. When you and I come up against some test, some temptation to sin, or some difficult suffering or doubt or challenge in our lives, if we've been sleeping, if you will, if our hearts haven't been watching with the Lord, if we haven't been every day giving him time, staying with him, watching with him, then we're not going to be strong enough when the test comes. And if we want to live lives of integrity, it means every day watching with the Lord, not falling asleep, if you will, when he calls us to be with him. This week we have a wonderful opportunity to keep watch with the Lord. This week that we call Holy Week because it is the most sacred time of the whole year for us as Christians. Especially here, with the liturgies of this Holy Week, we can keep watch with the Lord. We can practice what He calls us to so that we can draw from Him strength in our lives to undergo the tests when it comes. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday each morning, we have morning prayer here in church, an opportunity, a simple form of prayer to unite with the whole church. And then in the evening each day, we have the great liturgies of the Triduum, the Mass of the Lord's Supper Thursday night, followed by that time of quiet prayer at our altar of repose in the social hall. Friday evening, the celebration of our Lord's Passion, when we can keep watch with our Lord and venerate His holy cross. And Saturday, that most sacred night of all, when we keep vigil in the great Easter vigil, awaiting the moment of our Lord's resurrection. These are wonderful opportunities to stay awake, if you will, to watch and to pray with our Lord. We all desire to glorify God with our lives. We wouldn't be here if we didn't. We all have deep within us that zeal and that fervor of St. Peter, that desire to become saints, to be willing even to die with Christ rather than deny Him. But we all also struggle. We all struggle with sin. And so let us learn the lesson from Christ here in His Passion to watch and pray, to stay, to remain with Him so that we can draw strength from His grace and not rely on our own strength, so we can grow in virtue and holiness and prove ourselves faithful disciples of the One who's given Himself so totally for each of us. St. Patrick, pray for us.